To the extent that Skinner was right and that we can explain a lot of human behavior through the principles we've discussed, and even more when we work in stimulus generalization and discrimination, does this mean we should exploit these principles to create a better society? What do you think? Skinner's position was always this. People's behavior is haphazardly controlled by their environment, so why not control the administration of these influences in a more systematic manner and in ways that improve society? This is the premise of his novel, Walden 2. It's about a utopian society where people are conditioned at an early age to be productive and happy. If you're interested, you can read some of the reviews here. In theory, it seems threatening. In practice, perhaps not so much. Think about it. We already use operant conditioning in so many ways, for example, with grades and paychecks and bonuses and computer-facilitated learning. And in Skinner's ideal world, we use only reinforcement, not punishment. Skinner didn't find punishment to be nearly as effective. And this is our primary mode of trying to correct behavior with our current criminal justice system. Skinner argued that with this information in hand, we can improve the world, and we should.